That's awesome. Keep it up. Patches is good, happy and healthy. As always. Caesar salad is good. What is Greek salad? Greek salad. Yeah, Greek salad's good. It's weird. Like, I for some reason, I wouldn't think of like Greek salad as salad. I guess that's just me. I'm thinking of like, when I think of salad, I just think of like lettuce, I guess. But I know there's a lot of other salads, fruit salad and crap. why do we always go straight to food? Garlic bread is good. Thoughts on your mom? Love her. Thoughts on the George in Florida tag? That always happens. Why does it always happen? I feel like it's happened like 5 times recently. What's the difference between your writing style and Wilbur's for the Dream SMP lore? I feel like his is very character-based and mine's very story-based. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's the best way I would describe it. I feel like the first thing he thinks of when writing is he thinks of the characters, their thoughts, who they are. You know, I mean, I do the same thing, obviously, but I think to a lesser extent, he's very. How often do you write, Laura? I haven't recently. To be fair, I've probably been involved in the writing of basically every lore piece on the SMP other than like the egg arc. I didn't really have anything to do with the egg arc. But everything that I'm involved in, usually it's usually a collaborative effort between like me and Tommy or me and Wilbur or me and Techno or whatever. You know, it's just a collaborative effort. Why'd you change your skin? I was feeling snazzy. Oh yeah, how is it past 1,000? Did they increase the limit or something? What? Limit's 2K now. Oh, cool. When is the server updating to 1.17? I don't know. I think we'll probably wait until the update that actually changes the terrain, because that'll be the biggest one. Thoughts on the Glow Squid? Glow Squid is epic. Glow Squid Supremacy. it's so funny. Like, I still occasionally will see a comment. Like, there'll be like some serious discussion going on. It'll be like, Dream cheated on his speedrun. Dream did this, did this. And then it's like, everyone's like arguing. And then one guy will come in and be like, did you see what he did with the glow squid? Disgusting or whatever. And I'm like, just, okay, come on, dude. Like, you know, like, that's, get out of here. And it's always like somebody from like our Minecraft or something on Reddit. Like, someone that, like, during that the debacle back then, like, they like hated me. And so, like, it's always one of them. And they come in and they're like, yeah, no, he manipulated his audience. Didn't you see? He said he would follow people who voted for the glow squid. It's like, the funniest part about it all, and people say, there's also people that the same guy will be like, yeah, but he's manipulative. He manipulated it because he wanted the easiest mob for speedrunning, as if like a mushroom cow is going to affect speedrunning somehow. Like, it doesn't make any sense. But anyway, the funniest thing about it is that I didn't care. I literally could have cared less which mob was in. I didn't care if it was the Moobloom. I didn't care if it was the Isolager. I didn't care if it was the Glow Squid. I thought it was a funny bit to change my profile picture to a squid and be like, and just reply to everybody and be like, vote the squid, vote squid. Like, I just thought it was funny and people got so mad about it. I do think they're all good options, though. I think the squid is very cool. And I think that the glowing part will be cool, probably for other stuff. Like, I think you can make glowing item frames and stuff now. I'm sure they'll make more of that. Maybe like a glowing telescope and whatever. How are you? We're concerned. I am fine. Thank you. How are you? Your skin change. I told you, I was feeling snazzy. I was like, you know what? I'm snazzy. And so I put it on, and then I was like, damn. And then I left it on because it's snazzy, you know? The funny thing is, I love how it's become like a meme to like comment something stupid on the mask video, because the analytics just like go like spiraling, and it's like, okay, that's cool. Interaction. That's a very random to bring up, but I was looking at it. I'm surprised YouTube doesn't, like, YouTube usually, like, if people are commenting, like, the same thing, YouTube eventually, like, catches on and then just, like, thinks they're bots and just stops it. I wonder how long this one will last. It was, like, short the other day, and now it's, like, chat. Oh, it's over 2K? How is it over 2K? Did they, like, upgrade me or something? They upgraded me. Let's go. Any news about Donkey? Dude, I feel like people who don't like me just sometimes they are not the brightest bunch. I remember, like, whenever the whole Donkey thing happened on stream, I saw so many people in, like, a ton of different places being like, oh, like, he was, like, acting sarcastic, but, like, he hit his desk, he was, like, so pissed, like, he was so mad. I was like, are you kidding me? Anyone who watches me, like, I do that all the time. It's a bit. And I had already watched that video. Like, I was double reacting to it to do a bit about, oh my god, like, Donkey. But it's funny. But yeah, no update, sadly, unfortunately. You watching the fight tomorrow? What fight tomorrow? There's a fight tomorrow? Oh, the TikToker. That's tomorrow? I knew that was coming up. I didn't know that was tomorrow. I guess, yeah. Want to watch it? Where is it? How do you watch it? Do I have to pay for it? You can afford it. I know. I'm not saying I can't. I'm just like, yeah. I guess. I mean, there's a couple of people on there, a couple of fights on there that are interesting. The thing is, like, the main card, I don't know. Like, I don't even know the one guy. Like, Mick Broom or whatever his name is. Like, I don't even know that guy. No offense, of course. Unless he deserves it, then full offense, of course. Thoughts on the 1.17 update? It's amazing. It's amazing. I'm a little disappointed they split it up. Like, if they needed time, they could have maybe deleted it all together. Because it kind of sucks that they added, like, without the terrain features. The terrain features is, like, the coolest part. Maybe they should have just delayed it altogether. They probably didn't want to, though. Makes sense, I guess. Yeah, caves and cliffs update without the caves and the cliffs. Yeah, that summarizes it. It's good though. It's a really cool update. I think that it'll be really cool whenever the. I think if we just assume it's like early access, basically, like imagine, just pretend it's a snapshot, then it will be. Then it's very good. When the actual update comes out, it'll be awesome. People that are upset that I didn't take a break. Okay, I did take a break. I did. I was awake for like 8 hours when I wasn't on anything, okay? Except for maybe like TikTok. But that's okay, what am I supposed to do? Go like zen in like a I don't know, a palace or something? Like I live on the internet, okay? I live on the internet. I can't. I'm fine. I'm okay. I remember I said in the Anthony interview, it was like, I remember one time I was literally like, I haven't had a break since I started YouTube. I want to, like, literally, I haven't a single day where I was just off my phone. So I was like, oh, I want to take a 3-day, like, weekend, do a break. And I remember, I don't remember when it was, but I remember one day I'm pretty sure I was, like, off the entire day. And then I think the next day I streamed. I'm pretty sure. I don't remember what I streamed, but I streamed. And I was like, and then I realized, I was like, I don't know, I think after that, I was like, I thought, oh yeah, I forgot. I'm supposed to be taking a break. And then I don't even think that this the last day I really ended up taking a break at all. So it ended up being like nothing, but. It's so funny because like back on like the break thing, like I'll be on like, this even like months ago, it'd be like I'd be on Twitter or something, and then I'd be like, all right, I'm not going to go on Twitter for like the rest of the day. I'm tweeting too much or whatever, and I'll like swipe off of it. I'll be doing something else, and then I'll just get distracted, and then I'll be back on Twitter, and I without even realizing that I'm on Twitter, and then I'll be like, wait, oh, I'm on Twitter, and then I go off of it, and then I go on like YouTube. I'll be watching a video, and then mid video, I like leave, go on Twitter. And then I'm like, and then I'm just, I tweet something, and then I go, wait, oh my God, wait, what? I just tweeted. And then I go, wait, how am I on Twitter? I thought, and then I'll like go to delete the app, and then like I'll be on Netflix, or I'll be, you know, I can literally be like with Nick doing something, and then go, and then somehow be on Twitter and be like, wait, I've re-downloaded it. Oh my God, like what's wrong with me? I don't know what it is. It happens. I must check Twitter every once in a while. Keeps me up to date on what's going on who's streaming, on what everyone's doing, without having to constantly check everything. It's very efficient. But yeah, no, yeah, I would definitely say addicted to Twitter. I'm very addicted to Twitter. Now, I guess I wouldn't say I do spend a lot of time on it, but I don't even spend that much time proportionally on Twitter to everything else. I just feel like Twitter is something that I constantly check. Like, I'm not constantly checking, like, Reddit or constantly checking, like, YouTube or Twitch. But, like, Twitter, it'll just, like, it's like a habit at this point. I'll just do it without even, I don't even have to think. I'll just be doing something else and on Twitter. Like, I can be literally watching YouTube and on Twitter at the same time. Like, I'll be on my computer playing, like, Bed Wars or something. And then, like, after, like, when I'm falling into the void, just be on my phone, like, on Twitter or something. Like, I don't know what it is. It's also funny. I think this is, like, an ADHD thing, but I'll just be, like, I think of like the most random stuff. Like I'll just be thinking about, I'll read a tweet or something, and then I don't even know. It'll say something. Let's say it says like touch grass or something, and then I'll just be thinking like, oh green. Oh green's my favorite color. Oh my favorite color. Oh yeah, but blue's pretty nice too. Oh blue's the color of the sky. Like I don't know. Eventually, and then somehow I'm like thinking about like crocodiles or something, and like oh crocodiles. Oh, yeah, but those aren't alligators or. Are near America. Crocodiles, like, oh, yeah, why is that? Why are crocodiles, you know, not near, like, I don't know. It's just, like, I don't even know how or why it happens, but. I don't know why. I just thought of that. That was me. That was me having the same thing, where I was just thinking about whatever. That's not something I've thought before. I'd somehow thought of that. I don't know. All right, I had a video idea. I want to get your opinion on it, because I'm not sure if I would do it justice. It wouldn't be for my channel. It'd be for Sapnap. You know how you did like the colorblind thing ages ago? I was like, what if I like worked with like Callahan or something or somebody, and George or whatever. And I don't know, because George couldn't know, and made like a mod that could like emulate some. Of the things that I feel like I personally go through with like ADHD, and then like have them have George and Sapnap use it and try and like, I don't know, so well, imagine this, imagine we build like a classroom and we have like Bad is like teaching or something, it's like teaching the history, teaching something that we don't know, and then they're using this mod. And I don't know. I could definitely emulate that. I could definitely emulate the thinking thing. I'm imagining like they're standing there and Bad's like standing up there like teaching, and then all of a sudden like it like makes you move and look at like a sheep or something, and then it says like, oh, a sheep. I don't know. Just like something. I don't know. I don't know how I would emulate things accurately, and I don't know. I wouldn't want to make it seem like, oh, this is everybody's experience with ADHD or something. But I feel like that could be interesting, I guess. I don't know. Maybe I'll see if Sapnap would want to do that. I think it'd be cool if they could experience a little bit. And you wouldn't be able to do it well, but it's the same with like the colorblind thing. Like obviously when we were doing the colorblind thing, you couldn't, it's not exactly what George would see, but it's something that's, you know, kind of similar, and so you can kind of be like, wow, that's crazy. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe partner up with a couple people from the community that have ADHD as well. Get some different perspectives. Have them pitch ideas for it. It could be cool. Just a thought. That's how I come up with video ideas. There you go. Let's see, is it gonna pass 3K, or is it gonna cap at 3K? A wonderful Discord moderator has asked me if you guys, instead of chatting in the podcast chat, can chat with a hashtag on Twitter. That way we don't break the Discord. So I will no longer be looking at Discord. And I will be only looking at hashtag, I don't know. Oh god, it'll trend. That's true. What's something that wouldn't trend? Because I don't really want something to trend. How does it work? Hashtag, doesn't something like... Doesn't it work? I don't think it'll trend either way. I'm pretty sure there's a way to make it so it doesn't trend. If it has like a... What about this? no hashtag. Oh, it'll probably trend with like a phrase anyway. I was gonna say, what if we do a certain phrase? Twitch chat. There you go. Offline Twitch chat. Perfect. You guys are geniuses. All right, I'm only looking at. Okay. Oh God. Well, then I'm. No, that's fine. That's fine. I'm only looking at my offline Twitch chat on my main Twitch. All right. There we go. Perfect. It went over 3K. How? Oh, it's an emote only because of the crap recently. Let me put it out for now. Only off. All right. Emote only off. Yo. Hello. Hi. Oh my God, it's like I'm streaming, but I'm not. This is epic. We're beating the system. I'm just gonna change the title to Hi, even though I'm not even streaming. Why not? It's almost like I'm streaming. But it's like an exclusive stream. And guys, don't it's not on Twitter. Just go to my Twitch and you can type in the chat. Anyway. We have a hype train. Remember, you guys can if you want. You can donate or you can sub or whatever, and it all goes to the Trevor Project this month. So, that's cool. Even though I'm not streaming, you can, you know? That's your opinion on ghosts changed? No. See, nothing happened. I said nothing would happen last time. Nothing happened. Have you ever been to therapy since your childhood? That's an interesting question. I have. I haven't been in a while, but I have. It was a long time ago. Did it help? Yes. It did help. It did help. For a period of time until it didn't. But yes, I feel like therapy is pretty good in general. That would have been a long time ago though. Have you actually never heard Callahan's voice before? I have heard it before. Just one time ever. You said in your latest Manhunt that everyone has a different fighting style. You said Sam's and Sapnaps. What about the others? I don't know, George, here, I'll give a little quick analysis. George, I feel like he, it's so weird. I feel like he throws everything he knows out the window, like under pressure. Because, and I think he does the same thing in like Minecraft Championship and stuff too. But like, he knows how to fight. But sometimes in manhunts or in challenges or whatever, he'll be like, I'll see him like spam click, or he'll do like this little thing where he's like a little scared cat. He like runs up and like paw swipes you and then like runs away. And it's like, what are you doing? Like, how is that going to accomplish anything? That doesn't do anything. You're killing yourself. But he does that sometimes. And I'm like, what? But I feel like he throws away his instincts. So I feel like he's a very like emotion based like fighter. But other than that, I think his fight style is generally very like conservative, I guess. Like he plays kind of safe, I guess. He just like blocks his shield a lot, kind of stands back, tries to like get like a little hit every once in a while and run away. And he runs a lot. I feel like Bad, I don't know. I feel like Bad is very normal. I think he's very normal. He likes to be more strategic. I feel like he doesn't really like fighting, because I think he knows he'd probably just lose. And so I think he tries to be more strategic. He tries to chase if I'm like low, or if he has an advantage, he'll chase me. And I feel like he doesn't run too much. Maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like he doesn't run that much, which is smart. Because a lot of times when you run, your back's to the opponent. So if your opponent gets a hit, you don't even get a hit back. And so I feel like he's a little smart about running. Sapnap's very aggressive. I think I've said that. He's very aggressive. He'll chase. I think the biggest mistake he makes is sometimes he'll get way over. He's a lot like me, in that sometimes he'll get a little overly aggressive, and be aggressive in a case when he shouldn't, which ends up getting him killed, or like ends up messing something up. And then Sam, I don't really know enough, but I feel like it's just weird. I guess I feel like he's methodical, but. Thoughts on Indian food? I don't know. I feel like this just could be, before I say this, this could be me being completely ignorant, but I feel like a lot of Indian food is spicy, right? And I don't eat spicy foods. That's probably why I don't eat it. I feel like I probably would like it. I feel like I would like, this is like me like, whitening down Indian food. I feel like I would like non-spicy. Oh God. I'm sorry. I don't want to offend anybody. I can't handle spice. You forgot Ant. That's true. I did. Ant, again, I feel like Ant isn't too much of a fighter. He's very like, I feel like he's very, very like resourceful. He's very useful. He's very much like, I feel like he's very, he fights very similar to Bad a lot. I think he fights up very similar to Bad. Have you seen Sapnap Skateboard? I have. I don't know how to give a critique, but yeah, he skateboards and zooms around. Chat goes so quick. Dalton, armadillos. Armadillos are cute. I've seen armadillos before. They're very cute. All right. Well, I'm going to go for now. I will be back later. I'll probably come back in here later. I don't know, maybe a couple hours. And we can chat more. It was nice talking to you guys. I will talk to you soon. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. I hope that you have an amazing day. And, or if it's already late, I hope that you had an amazing day. Otherwise, yeah, I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.